Item 16, Madam Clerk.
Thank you very much.
Item 16, from the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of American Transmission Company's purchase of a permanent access easement within the Child Adolescent Treatment Center property in the amount of $15,107 for the maintenance of the Western Milwaukee County Electric Reliability Transmission Line Project, and authorization to place the proceeds in the appropriations for contingency account. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Ms. Ash.
Good morning, Julie Ash, Department of Administrative Services. Before you is hopefully the last easement request from American Transmission Company for easement on the county grounds. This item came to my attention. The request came about the time that was asking for the previous easements. Those were permanent easements from ATC, also on the county grounds. This one is so that they can actually maintain their lines and poles that they have now permission to place. It's along I-45, right by the Children Adolescent Treatment Center. So this is essentially just lets them get their trucks in, do whatever maintenance work, and that's it. They don't anticipate to use this very much at all.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as is the norm for ATC items, where we really don't have a say, even though it's nice that you all come to this committee for this approval, but it's going to happen whether we want it or not, so I'm going to move approval.
Sir, let's go ahead and move this round turn for approval. Sir, last one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So under the state law now, we have no ability not to, that basically we have to grant the easement to them. That's the understanding we got from that previous item last cycle.
That's correct, Supervisor. What they do is they submit the request, and there's a 90-day clock to negotiate easement terms and a price. If you, what we did in this case, because we had already negotiated easement terms that were more favorable to the county than what they originally proposed, that was already done in this case. So and they granted those same easement terms. The bigger thing though, with the county board has the ability, really more the ability to approve is the price. So in this case, they had originally asked for or offered $9,300. $15,000. So we've been able to negotiate some more. That's basically the room that we've had legally.
And do we have any leverage relative to what they're doing on all these easements now? Because we've got a situation throughout the county, anywhere where you've got transmission lines, they're coming in and they want to clear cut all around it. So on the Oak Leaf Trail, going up through Brown Deer now, I've got residents screaming that they've just got notified that basically all these trees are going to be lopped off along the trail, and there'll no longer be any buffers or very little buffer between a lot of property and the trail.
Chairman and Supervisors, unfortunately, that is what is out of our control. We went through that same argument with their Underwood easements and along the Underwood Creek, and they have regulations that do, where they strip trees, whatever vegetation, so they can have, they need a certain amount of clearance around those transmission lines and the poles themselves. And so that is something that was approved by the Public Service Commission, and unfortunately we tried in those cases and weren't able to get anywhere.
Is there any unified effort to have them identify where they're going to be operating within the county? Utilizing the county easements, and I'm assuming there's still a notification requirement that they're, just as they have for this private property owners, that they have to tell us when they're going to use our access through the property and what they're intending to do.
That's correct. That was the case. It was a big issue with one by Fleet. because of the movement of vehicles, large vehicles, in and out of the area where they would need to locate a vehicle to do the maintenance. And so that's in the easement agreement, a notification. And we had to argue for that to explain that, they said, well, we would do that anyways. And we said, well, 20 years from now, when we're not here, we have no guarantee that ATC will do that. So that's what we did, get those into the easement language for notification. That, so when they come into our property.
So other than timing, there's nothing, I mean, we can, any objection I or anyone else would have would just be about the timing when the transaction actually occurs, but there's nothing we can do to the transaction. So a vote would just be in protest.
Any other questions?
Supervisors Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend item number 16 for adoption prevails.